and to ambush freshmen. "Hi!" they smiled, which I figured was the first and last time any cheerleaders would be that friendly to me. One was blonde with icy blue eyes. The other was African-American with dark curly hair like Medusa's, and believe me, I know what I'm talking about. Both girls had their names stitched in cursive on their uniforms, but with my dyslexia, the words looked like meaningless spaghetti. "Welcome to good," the blonde girl said. "You are so going to love it." But as she looked me up and down, her expression said something more like, "Ew, who is this loser?" The other girl stepped uncomfortably close to me. I studied the stitching on her uniform and made out Kelly. She smelled like roses and something else I recognized from riding lessons at camp. The scent of freshly washed horses. It was a weird smell for a cheerleader. Maybe she owned a horse or something. Anyway, she stood so close, I got the feeling she was going to try to push me down the steps. "What's your name, Fish?"
"Fish?"
"Freshman."
Percy.
The girls exchanged looks. "Oh, Percy Jackson," the blonde one said. "We've been waiting for you." That sent a major...